Hello, Thread. It's not Halloween anymore, but I'm going to answer all of these questions. So, yeah, but first, I'm gonna get my glasses, which is over here. There you go. On my side table. Okay. Question one. Do you have any Halloween sexual kinks? If not, have you heard of any? Have I heard of any? Like, yeah, I've read kinks about fucking, you know, Halloween girls. You know, girls in costumes, cat girls, bunny girls, like, sexy Elsa, sexy Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeers. Yeah, sure. But do I personally have any? No, I don't. I think the closest thing I have is wanting to dress up as Chun-Li from Street Fighter and finding a Ryu to get sexy with. Question two. Question two. Do you get turned on by fear? If so, do you first remember getting aroused? If so, when did you first remember getting aroused when scared? Never got turned on by fear. I'm easily startled. And jump scares really do not turn me on. I hate being startled so much. Question three. It's your first moon after being bitten by a werewolf. What do? Chain yourself up so you don't hurt anyone? Say fuck it and go on a killing spree? Do you find a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck the night away? Or will you do something completely different? First off, is that how werewolves work? I thought werewolves are like born, you know? I thought that's like a lineage of werewolves where you get cursed. Like, do you become a werewolf when you're bitten by one? Pretty sure that's vampires and zombies. So, also, as a werewolf, you're not really in charge of what you do. It defeats the whole notion of being a werewolf, so I'm guessing I have no control whether I'm going to be looking for a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck the night away, or doing something completely different because I have no control of my body. So, I don't want to go on a killing spree. So I'm just gonna chain myself up so I don't hurt anyone. Question four. What's the craziest thing you've ever done on Halloween? Sexual or not? Points if it's sexual. Craziest thing I've done? I went to 3 private communities to go trick-or-treating when I was 10. Yeah. That's very crazy. Because they were gated communities. So, communities? What? Gated communities. So, really only residents should be able to go there. But if you know someone there, you don't have to be a resident. So, yeah. 3 gated communities. And you know if it's a gated community, that's where all the rich people are. And then that's where all the full bars of chocolates are at. So, yeah, be jealous. I'm jealous of myself more than 16 years ago. Wow. Question 5. What character in a horror movie would you be? The virgin who survives? The dog who gets up? Offered in the first half hour, the badass who makes it to the end just to get killed in the third act, the scream queen, the male hero lead, etc. I will be the extra in the ending of the movie. I'll be the neighbor who is being interviewed by the local news, who probably saw the body or heard something that night. So, yeah, that'll be me. I don't know, usually those things happen with, like, crazy horror things happen in, like, after prom, or during friendly outings, or small house parties, and those are not my thing, so I'll never be in a horror movie. I'll just be the shut-in neighbor who hears things. Question 6. A warlock has cast a spell turning into what you've dressed up for Halloween. What do you hope you'd pick to wear? Remember, you will become a thing you wear. You are dressed as, so pick wisely. Well, this Halloween, I dressed up as a skelky. I just found a skeleton torso shirt, and I wore black pants, and I painted my face like a skull. It was a skeleton. And I don't want to be a skeleton, so I would dress up as a superhero. I would dress up as Iron Man. Yeah, because, one, Iron Man is super smart. Iron Man is super rich. And Iron Man helps people, and that's actually my dream in life. I want to be a superhero because I want to help people, and he died the most noble of deaths. So, yay! Question 7. Uh-oh, you've just read from the Book of the Dead. What do you do now that you've unleashed a demon and it's raining blood? Okay. First off, I would close the Book of the Dead. I would cry, because I don't want that to happen. I don't want to, unleash demons and make it rain blood. That sounds scary. And then once I've closed it, I'll go to the nearest Wiccan house, Wiccan temple, Wiccan church. I don't know, witch place. I go to the nearest witch place and have them help me, or the nearest satanic temple or church, or just the nearest cathedral, and look for the bishop, because a lot of the times bishops are actually ordained exorcists. Well, not all the times, but I've met bishops who are exorcists, so I'll just go to the nearest Catholic cathedral, look for a bishop or a reverend, or a priest, monsignor, I don't know. Exorcism. Yes. Question 8. You have woken up as a newly turned vampire. What kind of hedonistic first night would you have? Well, I'm going to base it off of Twilight vampires, where when they wake up, they have a very uncontrollable thirst for blood. So, since I can't really control it, I'll just drink blood. Yay! Go hunting! Ooh! Question 9. What Halloween costume turns you on the most when you see someone wearing it? I don't think there's anything in particular, but, if a guy is hot, a guy is hot. I don't care what he wears, if he's very attractive and he wears a potato sack, he's still very attractive and I'll still get turned on. But my idea of what is a handsome guy is very subjective to me. I know I recorded a recording about me explaining my ideal guy, so it's basically that, I think. I don't know, it probably changed. Was a couple of years ago. Question 10. Have you ever used Halloween as an excuse to try something kinky in the bedroom? maybe a little cosplay, sometime with that riding crop or handcuffs that are just, quote, for your costume, quote, some fear play, maybe? No, I have not. In fact, I am the least sexy during Halloween. I've never dressed up as anything sexual. I've always been like a wizard. Like an actual wizard and a Harry Potter wizard. Or something bloody. So, never really done anything sexual on Halloween. Question 11. When was the last time you dressed up for Halloween? What were you this year? I was a skeleton. Last year, I think I was Negan from The Walking Dead. Yay. The year before that, I think I was a sugar skull. And then the year before that, I think I was just like a general, generic vampire. Yeah. Oh no, I think the year before that, I was 50 Shades. I basically painted 50 shades of gray on a white shirt. Very, very intuitive. Where am I? Question 12. Would you ever go to a masquerade sex party? If yes, would you join in or just watch? I would not watch and I would not join in. I don't even like threesomes. So, more so than a sex party. Will not go to a sex party. Sorry. Last question. What are your plans for Halloween this year? Well, I'll tell you what I did for Halloween this year. But let me just check the date of Halloween this year. It was a Thursday, and I was studying, but I painted my face and wore my skeleton torso during the day around the house. There are no trick-or-treaters in my neighborhood. I just dressed up, took pictures, took it off, studied. Yay. And yeah, let's look at these activities. Sing or play a classic Halloween song. Sing a classic Halloween song while schlicking. Schlick to the tune of a Halloween classic song. Huh? Man, I'll think about that. Anyway, that's the end of this recording. Goodbye.